All right. Good morning, Canyon County. We are here on a beautiful Thursday morning. And we have a 9:30 agenda item that we're starting promptly at 9:38. So that's good. So meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items. The first bullet point, I've been advised that we're pulling that. There was a last minute modification that needs to be considered and put into that contract. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So for the record, we will be passing past that, and that will probably be put on a future agenda for us to consider. All right. The second line item is to consider agreement between owner and construction manager with Brenton Construction Company, Inc. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
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 It's living the dream.
Yeah, so commissioners, we are at that stage here for our new Pond Lane Women's Facility. With the AIA contract with Benetton Construction, this is pretty standard. I've reviewed a lot of the major points of this contract, and it looks comparable to our AIA contracts in the past. There was one thing that we did work out. It was it's still around the 6% for
Rick, it's paragraph
6.13
for your reference.
Page 11.
Yeah, for the construction manager fees, just 6%. Thanks, Zach. I know that's been a question in the past, so it still fits right in with where they have their percentage has been in the past couple projects.
Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
Based on the percent that's outlined in 6.1.3, Zach, can you speak to 6.3.5 on specific provisions of work and that? It references, and I need some help on reading this contract, but the construction manager's fee shall be equitably adjusted on the same basis that was used to establish the fee for the original work, and the guaranteed maximum price shall be adjusted accordingly. So if we're looking at cost containment and all of that, help me out with that.
So let me first say the fee for the main construction is 5% of the construction value. So 5% of whatever that GMP contract comes back with. The 6% is for the adjustment of the work.
Okay.
Our past relationships with Benetton, they've done 6% on both. This time they proposed 5 and 10, and we accepted the 5 and negotiated the 10 down to 6 with their other contracts. And so it's 6.35, is that the?
Yes.
Do you have a page number?
Page 12.
Page 12. So this is paragraph section 6.3 is for changes in the work. And so reading this as a whole, we've got paragraph 6.2, which is the guaranteed maximum price. So this will work in a similar fashion to our other CMGC contracts. This is the initial phase. The fee to get Benetton to that point is $25,000 flat. Once we have that GMP, their fee is 5% over whatever the GMP value is. So they'll go through the process and get bids, accept the lowest bids, and we'll get that guaranteed maximum price. So 6.3 deals with changes in the work beyond that. And so there are several circumstances that the price could need to be adjusted. depending on what circumstances prevail. So, meaning we ask for a change in work, meaning something is wrong with the site, meaning there's a significant delay for some reason that's not the builder's fault. All of those potential things that could happen. And so this, really the sum of this is just if the maximum price has to be adjusted because of a change in the work, they will also be compensated.
Okay.
In fashion.
Chairman.
We've got that 6%. So if we have a change in work, they will get 6% of whatever that change is. So if we make $1 million change, 6% of that. If it's a $10 change, 6% of that.
Okay. Chairman, I have another question, and it relates to what you've just said. We're operating until we get a signed contract on a $25,000 pre-construction.
Yeah.
Okay, so once we sign that, then all this goes into play.
Right, that's good for approximately 9 months.
Okay.
And if we don't get GMP within that 9 months, then there could be other charges.
Okay, perfect. And then, Chairman, I wanted to talk about and highlight one section 1.1.4. So this relates to the direction that we where we're potentially changing course. I would like to propose a change to this section of it where we're no longer depending on annexation by the city of Caldwell to start design and construction and meet those milestones.
Thank you, Commissioner Van Meegen. I think that is, that's a important change. I would point out on these that they start with to be determined, and they really, we're waiting for GMP, the construction schedule, and these are just their placeholders to say that these dates will exist so that we can refer to them later in the contract. For instance, we've got to have a substantial completion date for the purposes of the liquidated damages that are in the contract, which are $1,000 a day after that substantial completion date. Because we're not in the permitting phase yet, because we haven't gone to GMP yet, because we don't have the metal structure ordered yet, and all those factors, we don't have those dates yet, and so they're to be determined. So when we went through this process of the RFQ to identify contractors and we had the meetings, our plan had always been at that point the SUP and annexation with the city of Caldwell. That has sort of been the loose operating proposal. That's changed now, and so I do think a change to this is not a problem, and I don't think it'll be a significant concern. But because they're TBDs, I think we could change it in the GMP addendum that we're going to do. And I don't think we need to have this go back to them today, which would probably set us back at least another week.
Yeah, and that's where I was going next in section 1.3. It says that neither the owner nor the construction manager shall change anything without 10 days notice. So I just wanted to get that on the record that really this is a change that's been initiated by the county that shouldn't affect the timelines for the construction project.
We're still so early in this, I don't anticipate that it will be material. And we will, when we come back with the GMP and we have definitive dates to fill in these blanks, we'll just do an amendment to get rid of that language.
Okay, thank you for that. And then I had a couple of other questions that are related just to ask if they're standard, if that's what we really want. I did have the opportunity to have a conversation with Director Britt, and I really appreciate his leadership and his experience as we continue to build projects in Canyon County that are needed. So maybe, Chairman, if Director Britt could speak to 4.1.4.2 on page 10. So on this, Rick, what I thought I heard you say earlier today is that a lot of this has been done, this scope of work, and that we're trying to meet a cost containment and a price point on this. So I want to ensure that we're not looking at additional costs aside from the price of the $10 million not to exceed.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, as we spoke earlier, a lot of these have already been done, like the geotech surveying's already been completed by the engineers and architect. There will be some concrete compaction testing, some ground testing and stuff during the project. But in the past, I have had Bennington put an allowance inside of their GMP for this.
I know I've had other projects where we didn't do that, and then the county ends up just owning that. But I will work with Benetton and make sure that's part of their GMP.
Okay, I appreciate that. And then can you also address on cost containment, there's a contingency that's built in. So having the best work that's with the greatest efficiency is important. How does the contingency work at the end? Is there retention by the construction manager? And do we know what that is?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, yeah, in the past, and part of this contract as well with Benetton, if there is anything left out of a contingency, so we do have a construction contingency, and then I also like to have like a weather contingency, because it is Idaho. You never know, might start snowing in September. Again, having that contingency, a small amount for weather, and then the overall construction contingency. So if there is any change orders or anything like that, that comes out of the contingency, and I don't have to come in front of the board on any of that. Whatever is left, it does come back to the county.
And that's really the important, the part that I'm most interested in, is whatever's left in the contingency, does that return at 100%, or is there a part that's retained by the construction manager?
Like, so Commissioner Van Beek, I have had other contracts that I've noticed that they'll have, say, if you get it, they could ask for 15% of that contingency back to them because they saved. In Benetton's contract and our previous work for Benetton, they have returned 100%.
Okay.
Contingency back to the county.
Yeah, and I think that the reason that's important is that it was predicated on that during our budgeting process, that our numbers were tight, just prior decisions that were made. I'm not here to throw dirt, but what we are anticipating, given the dollar amounts that we're talking about, is significant. I also have a question, Chairman, if we can indulge a couple of more. I wanted to ask if it's standard, Director Britton. There's a provision in here that under costs borne by the owner on 7.5.4, cost of the construction manager's office site, including general office equipment and supplies. Is that standard, where we provide the construction trailer and things that go with that? And also, if you could address 7.6.6, which is cost for communication services, electronic equipment, software directly related to the work and the location at the site with the owner's prior approval. And I have a lot of questions. I recognize I bullet those out, but do we have, if it's our responsibility, do we have estimated costs for those?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, it's not our responsibility. The contractor, CM, they will run out of their job trailer, so we do not have to find them a space, or they will run out of their own office, so we will not have any costs associated with that. And then some of the, I was just looking at, so materials, equipment, for the construction manager, that will be associated in their, sometimes they will have a small part for in their GMP for, like, say, office supplies or something like that, or in the contract. And I haven't referenced anything where it states that they will be charging us for certain office supplies and just say copiers and items like that.
Okay, and thank you. I respect everything that you're telling me. You were right in the thick of things with your finger on the pulse, but I'm going to look over at legal, and this is Article 7, cost of the work for construction, and this is point 7 is cost to reimburse. So is that how you would interpret that, if we're looking at costs?
Could you give me the paragraph number again, 7.7?
Yes, I'm looking at page 12, Article 7, cost of work for the construction phase. 7.1 is cost to be reimbursed. It looks to me like that's a continuous outline of cost to be reimbursed by the owner.
Yeah, right. So Article 7 is cost of the construction phase. 7.1 is cost to be reimbursed. And so then as you go through 7.2, 7.3, 7.4, 7.5, 7.6, these are the things that will be contemplated in the GMP that we will pay for.
Okay, so it does call out specific line items in the contract, and anything in excess of $500 has to be clearly identified. So Director Britton, given that information, you're confident that they will come in under that $10 million, including the construction trailers and everything else that's outlined in under Article 7?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Bambi, yeah. And that's part of us through the whole RFQ process. So everything, even with their cost, that whole thing has to come under that $10 million, or we go to the next in line after on that GMP.
Okay.
GMP has to be under at the $10 million or under the $10 million.
And I appreciate that. The board did not attend the pre-construction or the phase where you were interviewing the contractors. And so I know, thank you, you made it very clear to the contractors that participated in that bid process that we were clearly stuck on a price point and they had to meet that. So I just want that on the record. And then is there a need at all? Again, I'm speaking from a position of just trying to make sure we're thorough and going through here. There's tiered rates for subcontractors and tiers under that, and that is listed at 20%. Is there anything to say about that? You're good with all that?
Yeah, again, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Ramby, again, that's kind of their standard. This, the AIA contract, is their standard. And again, it all refers back on approval of that GMP.
Okay.
So again, that's working with the subs where they come in, they're 20%. Again, the GMP has the final say of everything.
Okay. And Chairman, I would just ask, I'm doing my best to cover so that we work cohesively as a team and don't have surprises at the end. I appreciate Deputy PA Wesley pointing out liquidated damages, and I know there's content caveats for things that are out of control, but it's a significant penalty per day for not completing the project on time. And so the deadlines are outlined as maybe late 26, early 27, if I read that correctly.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I mean, that liquidated damages, that'll be, again, once we sign that GMP and then we get a construction schedule and we start going through, then after that deadline, then that's when that would come into play.
Yeah, thank you. And then if you could just put on the record, I mean, there was a careful selection process for the construction manager, but we have prior experience with Benetton Construction, and they have been good business partners for the county. And I am confident that they will act in the best interest of the taxpayer on this project.
Yeah, again, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, you're correct. We've had couple of projects now with Benetton, and they've been great to work with, and they've been under budget for each one. Again, I'm the one that kind of started this process a few years ago with doing the CMGC, going with the construction manager.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a little more at the initial start of it, but it's you come out ahead, because by the time I've done like design bid builds and stuff like that, and that's where you get a lot of change orders, and you have no contingency for it. And it's something with going with the CM, you have contingency that we've put in. It's been very, very nice these last 3-4 projects that we've done.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy going with that direction.
You've done a great job managing that. I appreciate your whole team. And then the last thing, refresh my memory, I think that we contemplated the insurance or the bond that will need to be on this project during the construction phase. Is that true? Did we?
Yes, that's in the agreement. In this case, we've had the builder secure the builder's risk insurance.
There.
Sometimes the county has done that, but on a project like this where we are not quite sure what the end date is yet, I think having them do it is a little better for us. We don't end up having to renew and pay for it for another year or whatever happens.
Right. I appreciate that, because I think the last one where we had the builder's risk, we had to front that cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Chairman, thank you for allowing me to ask a few questions that I had. I don't know if there's anything else I've missed. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Van Beek, for raising your concerns. It's this is the right and appropriate time to do that, not later after we agree to something and find out that there were things we forgot.
Yeah, thank you.
So, thank you. Is there any further discussion? I would entertain a motion then.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the agreement between the owner and the construction manager with Benetton Construction Company Incorporated. It's an AIA document, A133-0. 2019 as presented.
A second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Next item is consider contract with Canyon County and Orton Engineering to we changed that to Fort Pond Lane Project / female detention facility. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So Zach, have you reviewed this potential contract?
Yes, Chairman, we did receive this this morning, and I've gone through it, and we've talked about the scope of the project with Mr. Orton. So this is for the Pond Lane Detention Facility project, specifically for the water and sewer permitting process with the City of Caldwell for the MSA application. We have RBA as our engineer, and they are working with K&amp;M Engineering for most of the engineering work on the project. So this will be specific to this water and sewer permitting process in collaboration with those other service providers. And so you'll go through this, and you'll see the rates and the fees in the document, and other than that, it's a pretty standard letter of engagement with Mr. Orton.
Chairman?
Yes.
I might show my ignorance, but this is a time and materials contract. We don't have a cost because we're not sure what the scope of work is. Thank you. I just want to say that back. Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. And I just want to say I really appreciate Brent being here and his willingness to engage with the county. He's been a longtime friend and partner with Canyon County. He's independently employed now, and I think doing a bang-up job like he always has and still smiling. We appreciate you being here and the expertise in civil engineering that you'll bring to help the county.
How are you as being your own boss of you?
Well, I'm not a very good boss. We've been blessed with lots to do, and it's been fun.
Good. Good. Well, the COO and I met with the other two entities, and it became self-apparent that we needed a very, very narrow and highly qualified person to help us with the municipal services agreement with Caldwell. And Brent was our first choice, and so thank the good Lord, the first time and the first person that we asked was available and is agreeable to consider a contract to do this. And so I'm really excited about this because Brent's background and perspective is going to be by far the best value for our dollars invested. And so I'm looking forward to him helping the county put together that application and working through that process.
Yeah, Chairman, I'm just going to throw some kudos your way as well. So I really am privileged to work with this board and have as much cooperation with what's happening and the way that we're moving forward. You were the one that identified that an independent civil engineer would be appropriate to look at this project, which is how Brent got involved. So it's an exciting time to be in county government right now, where there's interest, there's expertise, there's commitment to the taxpayer and dedicated excellence. And that happens from our legal team to our chief operating officer, to our subs, to our directors, all of that, and to the board. It's very fun to do what we're doing right now because of the level of competence that's here. And that's said with a lot of humility and thankfulness for good government.
Okay, thank you. I have a question for legal. Is there anything that we need to make aware to the other two commissioners that would perhaps be executive session issues that they need to be aware of before they consider agreeing to this contract?
Chairman, I think There's not anything, I think, superficially on the, from the nature of the agreement itself. I do think once we've, either before or after, we could get and have a conversation with Mr. Orton about the scope and the issues we faced.
Okay, all right. So would the commission want to consider the contract first and go into executive session, or do you want to go into executive session before you consider the contract?
Chairman, I would want to go into executive session first. I always like to know what it is we're signing up for. It's, you've just indicated it's better before. We're window shopping right now, which I have confidence in this contract, but.
Yes, okay. All right. Let's have a motion to go into executive session under D and F.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D for records exempt, and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. It's a difficult word on a Thursday morning.